following program is brought to you in living color.
First, you must take some wine. Can you describe it?
It's a nice red wine.
I think you can do better.
A bold wine with a hint of sophistication and lacking in pretension. Actually, I was just talking about myself. I don't know.
No, you are not wrong. Wine is like people. The vine takes all the influences and life all around it. It absorbs them and it gets its personality.
It's the Wine Crush. Now, here's everyone's favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our now officially, let's call it suntanned, little grapes. Yes, we're exciting. It is. It's great. It's wonderful. Our grapes have reached puberty.
Oh my gosh.
They have.
Am I going to have to send the children out of the room?
No. Our grapes are happily, they're starting to change colors. They're starting to come into their own. You can drive down any road in California and you can look around at the vineyards and you can now tell whether or not they're red or white.
Wow.
Yes.
You mean that's a mystery up to a certain point?
For the uninitiated, yes.
That would be me.
Yes.
Okay.
Grapes start out green.
I know they start out green. How early in can you tell if they're going to be, if it's going to make white or red wine?
Probably from the time you actually plant the vine and it says Cabernet on it.
I'm just saying. You made it sound like there's a mystery to it.
What? You think that they go to the nursery and buy a whole bunch of grapevines and all of a sudden plant them and are shocked?
Let's see if it's red or white. Didn't know if it was a chromosome thing or something. I had no idea. But thanks to this show, I know.
You really, after 5 years, just think it miraculously all comes together and there's no science, no involvement, or no
really
planning.
All we've talked about is what happens when it gets in the bottle, and we kind of go from there.
That is not true.
Well, I know we talked about dirt before, but I don't want to get into the dirt again.
You stay dirty. We know that about you. No, seriously. But it is good news out in California right now, out on the West Coast, Washington State, all the way in the New World in France. It is your word of the day, Verazon.
Verazon?
V-E-R-A-S-I-O-N.
Okay, what's that?
Verizon.
I know what Verizon is.
Okay, well, see, that's why I'm trying to stay away. But we're not talking about the wireless provider.
Okay.
All right, the word of the day, that is when grapes, it is the onset of ripening. And what that means is your grapes are starting to go through their color changes. And as the colors change, if you are a wonderful, miraculous manna of the gods Chardonnay grape, that means you're slowly going to go from green to golden. If you're Cabernet Merlot, if you're a red grape, you're going to go through several different changes. Eventually, you're going to go to red and you're going to go to purple. That's how you can start differentiating.
Very nice word.
What type of wine is going to be. So that's your word of the day. So it's exciting for me because it means once you start seeing the color changing, that you could be 3 weeks, 4 weeks out from harvest. So it'll be interesting to see what Mother Nature has to do with it, what things are going on, because those grapes that are changing colors now, you could look as early as an end of July harvest. So we're running 10 days early. We're running a full 2 weeks early, which really doesn't sound like that big of a deal. But for people who may not have planned ahead, people who may still have tanks, people who may still have stuff in barrel, this is the time of year where winemakers begin to go, I reckon I ought to do something about that, and scramble. So it's always fun to watch. And, of course, we'll be getting some great reports out of there today. In fact, maybe if we're really lucky, we can get a report from our guest today. We have a really, really interesting gentleman joining us today. I recommended his wine last year. It's one of the most fascinating packages and one of the best things I had tasted in a long time. Stormy Weather Wines. We have Mr. Cameron Woodbridge joining us. So he is the winemaker. He's the man behind Stormy Weather.
Where is this?
What do you mean, where is
Where is stormy weather wines?
It's in California, sweetheart.
I know.
We're trying
California
to help you.
California's a big
place.
See,
but, you know, I get with you, and I start worrying that all of a sudden by saying that, you didn't think one thing about stormy weather wine.
No, I saw
didn't.
His name on
no.
docket here,
okay.
So I thought about it.
You actually went, I guarantee you, straight for the song. And if we're all really, really lucky, we're not going to have to hear stormy weather before this is over.
I could sing a little bit of stormy weather for you.
I'm sure you could, but can we opt out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. This is, if you want specifics, this is out of Howell Mountain, Sugarloaf Mountain, and it's hillside fruit, so it's mountain fruit, so it's very concentrated.
Very good.
So I think you would be impressed. Now, again, I did recommend this wine a while ago, which means if you had actually listened to the show we create,
I can't remember
you would have
every
picked up.
Wine you recommend.
You should remember every word that falls out of my mouth,
okay,
dear sir.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of wine recommendations, before we get too far off target, let's look at our whites. Something a little bit differently, I decided since we are celebrating the fact that our grapes are changing colors, let's look at what's going on in other countries. Today's white recommendation is Zoom Riesling out of the Mosel. So we're out of Germany. Zoom, Z-U-M. And I like Rieslings this time of year. Just because there's great cobblers, there's great things that are coming out, there's some great desserts and great cheeses. And this Riesling, yes, it has a tiny bit of sugar in it, but it's not overly sweet. You have lime, you have apricot, you have honey off this thing. And of course, when you start looking, Zoom Riesling, it's a negotiant family. Remember last week's word of the week was negotiant? This is, you find all these wonderful Riesling grapes that are put together from family plots and blended into what is a great house style from Zoom. So absolutely love the wine. And I think this time of year, it'll be a nice refreshing change because we're sitting on that cusp of waiting to fall. And I think you'll be as excited about it as I. And I always like the idea, you know, you get citrus fruits in wine a lot. We have grapefruit. We have lemon, orange. You get all that. But very rarely do you get that hint of lime. And so I really enjoy that in wine. Shockingly. Your red wine of the day is Santa Dina Cabernet. This is from the Torres family. And the Torres family absolutely fascinates me. Since 1870, they had the largest wine family in Spain. And they broke off and they were the first, quote unquote, foreigners to open up a winery and wine company in Chile. And that's what we're dealing with, the Torres Santa Dina Cabernet. Torres has been making grapes, making wines for three centuries. This Cabernet is 100% Cabernet. It's from the Central Coast. It's off the Pacific. It's fruity. It's nutty. It's toasty. Absolutely beautiful. I think this is something you find very, very extracted, and it tends to be fairly reasonable. So that is your red, the Torres Santa Dina Cabernet, and your red is the Zoom Riesling from the Moselle.
Hmm. So. Can I ask a question? When you describe,
choice?
Yeah, no, you don't really, because
okay.
I'm in charge of your microphone.
Okay.
and mine. And I forgot my. Oh, here it is. When you describe a wine,
squirrel.
Stop it. When you describe a wine as nutty, speaking of squirrel, what do you mean nutty?
It's a flavor profile. It literally is. And I'm not being condescending when I ask this. Do you know what a peanut tastes like?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what a pecan tastes like?
I do.
Do you know what a walnut tastes like?
I do.
Hazelnut?
Yes.
Okay, so all of those are nuts and they're nut flavors and nut components, obviously.
Different nut flavors, yes.
You can get those same flavors carried over into wine. Now, generally, wood and what kind of oak or what kind of barrel it was aged in has a big factor in where you get that nutty flavor, but some of the same esters and components that go together to give you the flavor that you associate with hazelnuts shows up in wine.
Mm.
It's not because they've added nuts to the wine. This is not a payday candy bar.
No. I knew that.
Okay.
Again, I learn. I listen to the show and I learn. Folks, you should do the same.
You're trying to choke me to death,
aren't you? I know,
you're
choking up on me here.
I am trying not to. But no, it is an interesting concept, and that was something I did get an eye-opener the other day. And I'm not going to name names because the wine frustrated me unduly. I was in a wine section in a local mega mart, and I tend to wander around and look for new and different things. And I saw wine, and again, ultimately, it was a pomegranate wine. And I thought, is this wine made from pomegranates? Is this pomegranate? Is they're just trying to get the flavor? You know, everyone's doing, is it acqui, A-C-Q-U-I? Is that how you say that word? Acqui?
Yeah.
You know, everyone's doing that in the pomegranate. And I'm like, oh, well, that's neat. They're really advocating because pomegranate's a flavor you can get in some great red wines. And I thought, this is neat. So I started talking with the person who was working the wine section. They didn't know me. And we were discussing the idea of the wine. And they said, well, no. It's actually pomegranate. I said, but it's in the wine section. And like, yes, well, we actually make a little bit of wine, and then we add a whole bunch of pomegranate juice to it.
Huh.
So here's my question. And this is truly, I'm not being a smartass. I have advocated, outside of maybe the chocolate wines and some of these flavored wines that you occasionally see, particularly where Kent shops, that all the flavors you get in wine is something that's naturally occurring. People have asked me, well, does it really have pomegranate added to it? Does it have blueberry, raspberries? Does it have oranges, lemons, all that stuff added? And the answer is no. It's the esters and the components and the tannins and everything that add together to give it those flavor profiles. When you have a situation where you've actually made a wine and you add pomegranate juice to it, shouldn't it become a food product at that point?
I would look at it that way.
I mean, okay, my husband.
If you're adding it, yeah.
I honestly don't know. I'd love to hear from you, the listener. Call me. Well, actually, no, don't call me anymore.
No,
you can email me, LauraLawson@WineCrush.com, or you can go on Wine Crush and leave a comment there, or Wine Crush Radio. But I want to know. My husband drinks, I think it's Trop 50 pomegranate blueberry juice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a food product. It is in the refrigerator. It has the FDA warnings. It has the calorie counts. It has everything on it. So my question is, when you have this wine that's made and they actually add pomegranate juice to it, shouldn't it have the same laws applied to it? I don't know. We're going to take a quick break right here. When we return, we will get some headlines and talk about what's going on in the wine world today.
Stick your nose in. Don't be shy. Really get your nose right in there, really. A little citrus. Maybe some strawberry. And... oh, there's just like the faintest sousson of like asparagus, and there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Wow.
Strawberries, yeah.
Good.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Not the cheese.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 877-801-7962, 877-801-7962, 877-801-7962, 877-801-7962. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751, 1-800-542-6751, 1-800-542-6751.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. You know, it's always fun to go through different wine news, particularly when it's summertime, and we're all taking that small respite from the chaos of harvest or releases. And before the break, obviously, we were discussing the idea of berry and fruit and flavors wines. This is interesting to me. I like seeing different laws, different things that are put into effect. Governor Jerry Brown has passed a law that allows California Farmers Market to have wine tastings. I actually think that is a brilliant idea. No, we like to go to the farmers market. I go to the farmers market that's local to me. And actually, I would say every city I go to, I go check out the farmers market.
I do too.
And when you're especially in California, perhaps Washington, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, just New York, obviously, we advocate farm to fork for our restaurants. We're advocating the idea of drinking and eating locally. So if you're at a farmer's market and you have some of these local family wineries, some local farmers who make wine on the side and actually have everything put together, I mean, what better place to be able to put it all together? Because I can't just emphasize this enough, and people tend to forget it in all the great trappings of wine. Grapes are a fruit. It's farmed. Ultimately, winemakers are farmers. They spend their time out in the dirt. They understand Mother Nature. They understand how things grow. This is not about sitting behind a white tablecloth with a crystal goblet and swirling it. It's about what comes out of the earth. So it makes perfect sense to me that you should be allowed to have wine, which is a natural product that you have raised off your farm, to be tasted in the farmer's market. Well, the law just went into effect, and let me go ahead and put this caveat in there. Every patron total is allowed 3 ounces. That's it. It's not like you can go and it's a free-for-all. The wine has to be separate. It has to be behind a ribbon. It has to be behind, I don't know, the little club velvet barriers, whatever they're called.
Is this everywhere in California by state law?
By state, it's the farmers markets. So it has to be segregated. It has to have controlled access, and 3 ounces are all that people are allowed to taste. Now, get this. People are opposing it.
And why would that be in California?
The California Council on Alcohol Problems opposed the idea of people being able to go to farmers market and try wine. Okay, maybe I have missed something. Something has not come across the news. Something has not been transmuted to all of us before all this is over with. But for the Council on Alcohol Problems, if a person has an alcohol problem, they're going to find some place besides a farmer's market to address it.
Sure.
They simply are.
Quite obviously. It would be more under control at a farmer's market.
And you're sampling, I think about it, especially in some of these states, you sell wine in a grocery store. Are we advocating not selling in a grocery store because it could cause problems? They do tastings in grocery stores. They do tastings in wine shops and liquor stores. I really am having a hard time seeing what the problem is doing in a farmer's market. What am I missing?
I don't either. Do the laws vary from state to state? Can any state do a tasting at a farmer's market?
I don't believe so. I think, obviously there's permitting. All states can be, some can be real archaic, some are real free thinking.
I mean, in a sense, you become a bartender, don't you, if you're serving wine at a farmer's market?
No, because it's not something you're refilling. You're not paying for the beverage. You are sampling it. I mean, I promise you, if you're at the farmer's market and you're looking at grapes and you want to try a grape and think about it. You're going to take a grape and try one and see if you like it, if it's sour, if it's good. I mean, you're going to sit there and fondle the fruit. You're going to find the best tomato. You're going to thump on melons. You're just going to try to find the right thing. I think it's absolutely right that you should be able to try the wine. Let me know if I am totally off track and what I have missed. Laura Lawson at WineCrush.com, Kent Bernhardt at WineCrush.com, and of course, there is always Wine Crush Radio on Facebook. We love to see our friends on Facebook. Definitely want to check that out. Now, I think this idea is brilliant, but if the California Council on Alcohol Problems has a problem with the farmers market, wait till they find out what's going on in Miami and New York. Thirsty, T-H-I-R-S-T-I-E. We'll deliver within an hour wine and spirits. They've been doing this in New York, and they have just opened up in Miami. So you go online, you can go to their app, and you can pick and choose what you'd like delivered. They give you an option of prices and stores, and it is delivered to your door. That is something that I think, look, I love the idea, but that to me raises more red flags than a farmer's market would.
I would think so too.
You know, it's that last minute I've had too many. You know, what came to mind immediately is I thought, my God, that's a great idea. I run out of Chardonnay after my third bottle. Not necessarily healthy. So obviously I'm missing some of the parameters that go into the idea of Thirsty. But personally, I love the idea. I suggest y'all check it out. And who knows, maybe we can find someone from Thirsty to be on the Crush. I'd love to see what everyone's ordering to have brought to their house. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here. But when we return, we'll have Mr. Cameron Woodbridge from Stormy Weather joining us.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
800-398-8309, 800-398-8309, 800-398-8309. That's 800-398-8309.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be your right choice. Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
We're back with more of The Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. It's rare that you run across people that you stop, you have a moment with, you speak to and think, I really would like to spend about 2 weeks talking to this person. That is exactly how I felt the first time I encountered Mr. Cameron Woodbridge, who is the winemaker and the man behind Stormy Weather, who is joining us here on The Crush right now. Cameron, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thanks, Laura.
I have to admit, I've thought about you for our listeners. I encountered Cameron just as a fluke. I was getting ready to use his wine. I had seen his wine and tasted his wine, and the label was captivating. And being Mountain Fruit and Howell Mountain, I thought, this is going to be absolutely spectacular. But I went on the website, and although I got to read some really great poetry, some great verbiage, I really didn't have a good feel for the wine. So on a lark, I picked up and dialed the phone, and I got Cameron on the phone. And I wound up having about a 30-minute conversation, not only just about Stormy Weather, but about wine and about philosophy and everything else. And Cameron could not pick me out of a lineup, nor had he ever heard from me. That, I decided, was the mark of somebody who was going to be interesting to get to know and fascinating to get their wine story on. So, ergo, Cameron, I'm delighted you're on The Crush today, and I can't wait for you to tell the story behind Stormy Weather to our listeners like you had told me those many, many months ago.
Well, thank you, Laura. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right, so Stormy Weather Cabernet, absolutely great package, great bottle. What do our listeners need to know about Stormy Weather? How did it start? How did you get involved in it? And what would you like for them to take away from the product?
Well, you know, I mean, when I make Stormy Weather, I do it as I learned how to make wine. You know, I started in the wine business knowing virtually nothing about how to make wine. My brother, who is also a winemaker, had been after me for years to come and work with him and learn how to make wine, and I finally agreed. And I could have gone in as the owner's brother and blah blah blah, but went in as just a cellar hand on the cellar floor and worked my way up and just you know, just worked my butt off and really learned a lot. And, you know, I had opportunities to work with some pretty amazing people like Philippe Malka and my brother making wine. And I eventually had learned enough that it was time to start my own label. And Stormy Weather was born. The first vintage was 2006, and we're still going.
Absolutely phenomenal wine. And Cameron, I am deliberately, you've referenced your brother and everything else. I haven't mentioned your brother simply because the wines you're putting into the bottle, what you are doing, to me, absolutely fabulous. They're deep, they're dark, they're extracted, they stand on their own. You definitely learned a lot working in those cellars, I will say that.
Well, thank you. I learned how to make wine in a no-compromise way. You know, the absolute best goes into it, and the utmost of care. It's an absolute labor of love.
All right, so Stormy Weather, for our listeners, you are doing Cabernet Sauvignon, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Is there promise for a Stormy Weather white for those of us who have the white leanings in us?
Well, you know, I've been asked that before, and whether it would go under stormy weather, I don't know. Maybe it'd have to be sunny skies or something.
I like dark cloud. Personally, I feel, you know, everyone who knows me affiliates it with a dark cloud, so we could have stormy weather and darkening clouds for the Chardonnay.
Could be. I've made whites before, and particularly Chardonnay. I've done some rosés as well. But, you know, my big passion is full-bodied cabs. I've done Shiraz, I've done Grenache, I've done Malbec. But right now, Stormy Weather is all about Cab Sav. That doesn't mean I won't launch into a white, but it's not on the on the drawing boards yet anyway.
Okay, well, I'll just have to nag you a little bit further. We have to work on our relationship.
Okay.
We'll get to know each other better, and you know I can nag with the best of them. Just ask poor Kent. So on that note, it's unique, and I always love getting people's perspective. Where did the name Stormy Weather come from for a wine?
Well, you know, it having for most people don't realize that coming up with a wine label is not an easy task, because you may come up with something that you think is just fantastic only to find out it's already been taken, which is very often the case. So I've been working on it for about a year, working on developing a brand, and I was actually on a road trip with my brother, and we were driving down the highway and listening to one of my favorite singers, Billie Holiday. And Stormy Weather was playing, and Jason, my brother, just pops out, "What about Stormy Weather?" And I was like, "Oh my God, it's perfect!" And you know, but it's not just the song. You know, that's great. I love it. I've loved that song since I was a kid. But it has a lot of meaning for me as well in other ways. You know, in many respects, a good portion of my life has been precisely that, stormy weather, and it also speaks to my sibling relationship with my brother at times.
That's common between all brothers and sisters, or producers and talent, or however you want to look at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, something that's interesting to me as you go through it is the idea. And tied into this, you have a gentleman who has written some great verbiage and some great poetry on your website. And I get his name wrong every time I try and pronounce it. Haruki Murakami?
That's as I understand it, that's correct. I've never met the man. I came across that quote, and it blew my mind. Because what he says completely embodies my feeling of the spirit behind the name, and it completely embodies my feelings towards winemaking, you know, and my life. It's I feel like at this point in my life, I've come through the storm, and I'm a different man than when I started this long journey years ago.
Well, for our listeners, it's great to me to see something like this and have Cameron discuss it. The quote we're referencing is actually on the stormyweatherwine.com website, and it reads, "And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in, and that's what this storm is all about." And to have a quote like that, and I had to agree the first time I encountered the quote, it kind of left me speechless, which says volumes, the fact I could ever be speechless. But you tie that together with the poetry of wine, and for once, it made sense. It did. You talk about people who are going to put art on the label, or people who are going to talk about the artistry and the passion behind wine. But to find something so self-directed and to find something that ties in so much to the chaos that tends to be the wine world, I mean, Cameron, you did a great job wrapping that all together.
Well, thank you. You know, another way that piece ties together with wine, with really good wine, is and I tell people who I meet or friends who have never had a really good wine, and you know, I tell them, you know, this is an important moment, because you know, you go down this path, there's no going back. And well, really, you know, I mean, that's what happened to me years ago. You know, drinking everyday wine, which there's nothing wrong with that. I drink regular table wine all the time. But once you delve down that path of, you know, truly artisan wine, it's a showstopper. You know, you never can fully come back from that.
I was about to say, you can't recover from it, neither can your checkbook usually.
Well, you know, it's expensive to produce. And I try to keep prices within reach of most people, but I have to pay bills too. So
it's not just you. It's interesting, and it's interesting. You know, this is, I kind of spoke earlier about the idea of winemakers being farmers, and it's not necessarily the white tablecloths and the swirling of the glasses. But ultimately, there is that fine line when you start drinking really, really good wine. And it happens. At some point, somebody is going to, it's like slipping a Mickey into your glass. You get that great glass of California Cabernet. And I think that's the moment, that's the fulcrum, where all of a sudden the wine business becomes snobby. You know, it's a no-win situation, because all of a sudden you have that glass that takes your breath away. And then everything kind of, I don't know, pales in comparison.
You know what? It becomes snobby if you let it become snobby. You know, I'm big on having a really great glass of wine, and I'm guilty of being accused of being a wine snob, but I as soon as someone says that, it's like, hey, wait a second here. No. We're appreciating a big wine right now. I drink regular wine all the time. You know, pizza wine, hey, love it.
Everybody has to have their glass of Chianti. Hey, Cameron, we need to take a quick break right here. But when we return from the commercial break, I want to learn a little bit more about stormy weather and some other things that you're perceiving in the wine business right now.
Sounds great.
All right. Small break on the Crush. When we return, we'll have more of Mr. Cameron Woodbridge, the winemaker and genius behind stormy weather.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is the Wine Crush.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wine Still Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I am Laura Lawson, and right now we are having a lovely in-depth conversation with Mr. Cameron Woodbridge, the winemaker for Stormy Weather. Cameron, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right. So for our listeners just joining us, we are discussing the Stormy Weather wine, which is Cabernet Sauvignon. You and I have kind of looked at things as a whole. We know the story behind Stormy Weather. So let's shift gears a little bit. You've seen a lot of the wine business. You've admittedly been a cellar rat. You're at the top of your game making wine now. So in your years, obviously, we all know what's come to pass with the wine business. What do you see changing? What do you see as the current trend right now in the wine business? You seem to see both extremes, whether it's the high end, the low end. What is Cameron's perspective on what's going on in wine world right now?
Well, you know, Laura, when I when my first vintage was being released, I wasn't expecting the financial crisis. And that pretty much happened right when I was releasing my first vintage, which wasn't great.
That'll be a wine. That'll be a reality check right there. So much for that $70 bottle of Cabernet.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it goes. And what I've witnessed in the market is, you know, there was a lot of winemakers who were hit hard in the crisis and were liquidating. If you'll excuse the use of the term, liquidating assets.
Well, that's the honest term. You can excuse it all you want to, but that is what happened.
Yeah, and so what you saw in the marketplace was a lot of wines, new wines hitting the market that were of really good quality at really exceptional prices. And that was a function of that surplus of high-quality wine. Now, that has, to a certain extent, dissipated, you know, because producers aren't going to continue to produce when they have to sell it off at a loss. You know,
it's just when it's draining one way or the other.
Yeah, but what you did see as a shift in the market was a call for higher quality at a reasonable price. And you can either go with that or fight against it. And, you know, it would be a pretty tough fight. That's why I haven't increased the price of my wine. You know, it's expensive to produce. And if I may shamelessly self-promote, next year I'll be releasing a new wine, which will also be a Napa Valley Cab. And I'm not going to give you the name just yet.
Well, you're no fun.
I can't. I'm waiting to hear from the artist whether he'll sell me the artwork.
Oh, no, and, no. You have taken a page from Jason's book, haven't you?
Well, you know, it's the same artist, Mr. David Blackwood, who did the work that's on Stormy Weather's label, and he's a somewhat reclusive, and it's a challenge, but I'm working on it.
In other words, he told you no, and now you're nagging him, aren't you?
Well. The last I heard, he was in the hospital, so I could only nag so hard. It's like, oh, God, what? So I don't know any details, but I'm hoping all is well.
Okay, so we have a plan then. I won't push you because of your extenuating circumstances. So you've got your Cabernet will not stand lonely anymore. It's going to have, it has another wine, regardless of whether we know the name of it or not, correct?
That's correct. It'll be coming out next year. It's, again, a Napa Valley Cab Sav. But what I'm trying to do, and this ties into what I was saying before, is I'm trying to produce a high-quality Napa Valley Cab Sav at a much more approachable price. And I haven't set the final price yet because I don't know how everything will end up in the end, but I expect it will be less than $50 a bottle.
Well, that's what we are looking forward to. And Cameron, it's been a delight to have you on the Crush today, obviously to talk about Stormy Weather, to talk about philosophy, and of course what you have coming down the pike, which when you know, we'll have to have you back on the Crush and we'll do an announcement. How about that?
All right.
Well, Cameron, thank you for being part of the show today, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the future.
Thanks, Laura.
All right. Hey, we're going to take that last break here on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up today's show, a couple little news bits, and plan ahead to what's in the coming weeks.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The karate glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. That wonderful gentleman that was just speaking with us was Mr. Cameron Woodbridge. He is the man behind Stormy Weather. And although we have alluded to it several times, let's go ahead and get it out of the way. His brother is, of course, Jason Woodbridge, the man behind Layer Cake, 100 Acre, Cherry Pie, Cherry Tart, and some of those really fascinating wines out there. So I can only imagine what family holidays and family gatherings are like with the two of them. But it's great to see someone who is doing what Cameron's doing. He's standing tall, making a great product, one product, the Cabernet that he has stood behind since 2006. And of course, it will be fun to see what we have coming down the pipe. You know, that's such a me move right there. It would be my luck to make this wine, love this wine, and find the perfect label and name for it, get my heart set on it, and then not be able to get my hands on that piece of art. That is something that would drive me to distraction. So my heart goes out to Cameron. But I hope you have enjoyed today's show, because it's fun to get to have that interaction where we start the idea of having grapes turning colors and get to end the whole idea with a gentleman who makes the wine and puts it all together. It certainly makes it interesting. Hey, but for those of you who are getting ready to travel, there is one little note. I have read a liner, and we're going to try and get someone on the show. This seems to be the coolest idea that we have seen in a long time. For those of you who keep asking me about traveling on the West Coast, there is something called Uncruise Adventures. It is wine-themed sailing on the Columbia and the Snake River. So we're going to try and get that on. But for those of you who keep asking me what to do in the month of August, I would certainly check out Uncruise Adventures and their 88-passenger boat and see what it's like to cruise up the Columbia. As always here in The Crush, reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.